Hey, it's your girl, Della LaShawn, and welcome to my new podcast, Della Land. I'm so excited to be here. This is going to be cool. I'm actually podcasting live outside of Starbucks here on Wilshire Boulevard in L.A., and you may hear buses and, you know, cars, and who knows, you might even hear some people talking. You may not, because I have this earpiece on, but I'm doing it live, raw and real. That's how I want to do it, like your girl. You may see a little different side of Della LaShawn on this podcast, and that's cool. People say I'm changing, and hell yeah, I'm changing. Thank you very much. I'm elevating. Thank you. I'm changing. My physical appearance has changed. I'm at my healthiest. Y'all see me rocking this new platinum hair and all this. And my mindset has changed. Focusing more on my investing and money and all around prosperity in every area of my life. So, yeah, I'm changing. So you're going to see a different side of Della on this podcast and in future endeavors. You may hear a little explicit verbiage, language on this podcast, but roll with me, or you know what to do. Keep it moving. So I'm podcasting live outside of Starbucks here in LA, and this is gonna be fun. And it's something that I always wanted to do. I wanted to do a podcast, and but it just wasn't the right time prior. I've attempted a few. It just wasn't the right time. Timing is everything, and I'm ready now. I'm ready to launch my podcast, Della Land. This is no fluffy frou-frou. No, you don't hear any background music or fancy intros. Who knows? Maybe down the line, but for right now, we just going to jump into my topics. My topics will be about shit that's on my mind and what I'm thinking about on a daily or a weekly. I'll try to bring you this podcast weekly. But, y'all hear that siren in the background. Mm-hmm. See? That's L.A. Wilshire Boulevard, baby. But, so I want to jump into this topic. Straight out of excuses, believing in your come up. And, I've experienced so many people making so many excuses as to why they can't do something. And I'm just not one of those people. I just wasn't bred that way. People always come to me, and especially friends, like, oh my God, Della, you make hustling look sexy. I may make it look sexy, but this shit ain't easy. Okay, you have a lot of stress, ups, downs, decision making, risk taking, and it ain't easy. But I know I make it look sexy, but it ain't easy. So, but I believe in my come up, and I make no excuses for it. So you have to believe it. Think, breathe, sleep, eat, all that. On a daily, hourly, believing in your come up, that has to be what's on your mind constantly. And that's me, you know. No, baby. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But yeah, so I'm focused on y'all. People looking at me and stuff and, you know, talking and smiling, but I'm focused. I'm here. So there's a few things that I want to get into, you know, maybe share some wise words with you on how to believe in your come up and let go of excuses. And in letting go of excuses, the first thing you have to do is boss the fuck up. Boss up, baby. Make a decision on what it is that you want for your life. And when you do that, everything will flow. Make a decision. That's the hardest part. You know, you can teeter-totter back and forth. Or wait on it and wait on it and wait on it. I know timing is everything, but as they used to say when I was growing up, study long, study wrong. So you have to make a final decision to say, hell, I'm doing this. I'm just going to jump in here, and I'm doing it. Make a decision. And another thing you need to do is get rid of all those energy vamps, them energy vampires, baby. You know what I always say, you are the company you keep, therefore keep it elite, okay? You are the company you keep, therefore keep it elite. Get rid of those energy vampires. You know those folks that always want to ride, come with you for the ride, you know, they talking a good game. Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. You know, your hype man, you know, they really there just to hype you up, but they ain't really doing shit. They, you know, talking about how they believe in you. Them motherfuckers don't believe in you, honey. They just there for the ride. They waiting on you to make it. And when you make it, they're going to be right there. Now, your real down for whatever's, the real ones, they're like, what we need to do? Because we got to get this. We going to get this. You got to come up, and we going to do this. And whatever we need to do, we going to do it. We here to support you, whether it be your family, friends, coworkers, teammates, whatever. They are down for the cause, and they will show action. Not just talking a good game, but action. They ain't just waiting on you to come up. You know what Oprah always says, you know, you have some folks that don't want to ride with you on the bus, but they sure want to ride with you in the limo. Get rid of them motherfuckers. They got to go. Let them go. You don't need those type of people in your life when you are focused on your come up or making it. You don't need them. You're focused daily on grinding and hustling, and you're eating, sleeping, thinking, dreaming about your come up. Okay? And you don't need any type of negativity or people on the sideline just waiting on your come up, or people on the sideline just really wishing ill against you. Really. You know, you don't even need that. They scared for you to make it. They really are. Because they feel you may leave them. You don't need those type of people. Let them go. You can't take everybody with you. That's a rule. You just can't take everybody with you. You got to keep it moving. Let them go. Get rid of the energy vampires. Another thing, you have to educate yourself in what it is that you want in life, or the, you know, your come up. You need to educate yourself. I was talking to someone, a little guy, he's a skater, and well, he wants to skate. He skates a little, not that much, but he skates, and he said, oh, I want to get on this company. I want to skate for this company. I said, why? Okay, what's going on with this company? Do you know the owner? Who owns this company? I don't know. I said, so you just want to skate for the company because of the hype? You don't know what this guy's core values are, what he represents. You just know he owns the company and it's cool. Yeah, right. Do your research, okay? Don't, you know, that's another thing. Social media has everybody fucking drinking the Kool-Aid, okay? Everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid. Yeah, I just dyed it platinum, colored it platinum a few weeks ago. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, y'all see this platinum hair is rocking, right? I love it. Do blondes have more fun? Hell yeah, hell yeah. Okay, back to what I was talking about. Everybody's fucking drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, they feel that, you know, if you're not showcasing your blessings on social media, etc., you really don't have any. That's crap, okay? Real hustlers, real grown folks know that there are certain things that you just don't showcase online, okay? Is Oprah showcasing her investments online, that, you know, all the things that she's investing in? Hell to the no. What she is showcasing is that she's a journalist, she helps people, she gives back. That's all you need to know. Do you need to know about the five houses or something that I own, or the angel investing and, you know, stocks and bonds that I'm interested in? Hell no, that ain't none of your damn business. What you need to know is that I can share some wise words with you on how to elevate yourself and be the best you can be, and especially when you're over 40, okay? So, but that's what I'm saying. You know, what was that saying? Was it saying something about there are some people who are poor and look rich, and there are some people who are rich and act poor. You know, yeah, which one do you think I am? Neither. Neither yet, but, you know, I'm on my way. But back to what I was saying, you have to educate yourself. I have always been the type of person who has, I always seek knowledge in everything, and I'm very observant. I watch and look and around me and the people that are around me. You know, you may not believe in everybody's hustle or grind or what they do or their core values, but there is always something you can take from a successful person, some sort of tidbits and things that you can use towards your come up. Okay? And like I said, you don't have to believe in everything they do, but they successful for a reason. Okay? So look at them, learn from them, take certain tidbits that they have gotten, used or whatever to make it to where they are today. So educate yourself, read, baby. I read, I look, baby, I immerse myself in knowledge on a daily. I have to, because what I know for sure is that the more, you know, when you know better, you do better. That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, a lot of people, they just talking a good game and they know it and they still don't fucking move. We ain't talking about them. We talking about educating yourself. Know what you need to know in order to elevate you on to the next level. Okay? All right. And one of the other things you have to do is you, baby, you got to take a risk. Ain't no doubt about it. People always say, Della, you always take a risk. I know. That's how millionaires do. Millionaires do that. Millionaires think like that. They're like, look, I got to take a risk. And they take risks. I know of a lot of people who have money and they take risks with that money. And I know people who have money who don't. And they just sit on it. Who you think going to elevate faster? So you have to take a risk. You just got to do it. You know, some of the best opportunities come from your lowest of the lows. Trust me, I know for a fact, because I've been there, done that. I have been at my lowest of the lows and I say, fuck that, I ain't got shit to lose. I'm just gonna jump in here and do what I need to do. And guess what? I take a risk, and I've never met anyone who was upset that they did take a risk in their life, because even if it didn't elevate them on to another level, in some sort of a way it did, because you learned something from that. I know I have. You know, there's a lot of times I want to say, hey, I wanted to open up my restaurant. I wanted to open up my restaurant a few months ago, and I had to think about it. I'm like, nah, I can't take that risk right now, because I've done that before. I've opened a hair salon in Arizona, and I didn't have the support that I needed in order to make that salon work and stay open. So I said, no, I'm not going to open up my restaurant here in LA just yet, because I don't have the supportive team in order to keep it running. So I learned from that risk prior, and I said, I'm not going to do that again right now. Timing is everything, like I said. It will happen, but not right now. But this is why I am delving into this podcast, though. This is something that I've always wanted to do. I'm just delving into it. I'm taking a risk and I'm doing it because I have a voice. Everyone is a storyteller. Everybody got something to talk about. Everyone has something to share. And I want to share, and I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it real and raw. Who knows? May even have people join in on me one day, sitting out here talking on these streets of LA with you on this podcast. So I'm doing it my way and I'm taking a risk, and I don't regret it. I'm already not regret it, because it's fun. So I'm going to learn. I'm going to get better as I go. And I'm not looking back. You just keep it moving. Take a risk, okay? Jump out there. You're going to have to start sometime. Why not now? Take a risk. It never will be perfect. There will never be a perfect time. Yes, again, I said timing is everything. But and yet, don't waste time either. Don't do that. So those are some things that I wanted to share with you on, you know, letting go of your excuses and believing in your come up. Believe in yourself, man. No more excuses, dude. Stop talking all that shit. You know, everybody's talking a good game. I don't want to hear it no more. People will talk a good game, but they really don't really want the success. They really don't want to just talk in a good game. And guess what? Ain't nobody talking my ears off no more about it. I don't want to hear it. I'm surrounding myself with successful people, people who are have ambition, people who I can learn from and elevate from. That's it. I don't need any other type of people around me. I don't need quote-unquote famous people around me because they're famous. I need people around me that I can benefit from, who can elevate me, and I can add to them as well. If they're famous, cool. But if not, I know some very powerful people who you may not even know of. But again, I choose my circle wisely, and I make no excuses for wanting to be successful in my life. And sometimes we allow our age to get in the way for those who are 40 plus, and you're just like, what I'm going to do now? Been there, done that too. Been there, done that too. Don't study wrong. Go with what's in your heart, something that you've always wanted to do. Do it. Get it out the way. I always wanted to live in LA, and guess what? I'm here. Been here for 3 years. I'm here, and I love it. Best move I could have made. Were there challenges? Hails to the yeah. Still some challenges. Trust and believe. But best decision that I've made. I've learned some things. I'm growing. I'm getting to know me better. And I'm taking risks. And I ain't making no excuses, because your girl is on the come up. So I hope you join me. Again, I'll be trying to. I will not. I know the hell with trying. Fuck that. No, trying is just failing with honor. That's what I call it. Trying is failing with honor. I'm going to do. I am committing myself to this podcast every week, preferably on Mondays, because I want to get you a jump start on Mondays with Della Land, and that'll be good. So I'm going to commit to this podcast once a week. I don't have the fluffy foo-foo music and the special intro right now, again, but who knows? We'll see what happens, you know? And if you got any topics you want me to, you know, to speak upon, hit your girl up. Hit your girl up. You know, I'm all over social media. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Della.land, that changed. So, and I do believe that we will be redoing my website again too, because it was prior all about food and all that. And I still will delve into food and all that here and there too, but I'm moving on. That's what hustlers know. We know when to move on when things are no longer serving us. We move on to the next thing, okay? And we know that. And that's what grown people know too. So, anywho, thanks for listening. And again, we'll do this every week, and I will chat with you guys soon. Peace.